Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dick Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Marty Patton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pilots. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. McAuliffe steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-1 in the game. Comer strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Oiler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNairtney moves to second. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. McNairtney moves to third. Oiler moves to second. Two outs. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Matchick moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matchick scores. It's Pilots, 1, Tigers, 1. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Lolick moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick juggles the ball. That's an error on Lolick. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Davis steals second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-2 in the game. Comer strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Pilots will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Euler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matchick hits a line drive towards first. Hegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 3 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Gill applying the tag. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 3 in the game. Comer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Comer. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Northrup moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matchick is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Machick moves to second. Gates Brown pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Euler bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Marty Patton. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is walked intentionally. Jim Gosger pinch runs for Merritt Raynou. Don Mincher pinch hits for Dick Simpson. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. Gosger moves to third. It's 2-1, Pilots. Steve Whitaker pinch runs for Don Mincher. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-4 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Pilots. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Whitaker now playing left field. Diego Segui now pitching. Larry Haney now catching. Jim Gosger now playing center field. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 3-2, Pilots. Ron Woods pinch runs for Al Kaline. John O'Donohue now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Woods moves to second. John Gellner now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Machick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.